Welcome to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. We have got week four in the books. Hopefully you're sitting somewhere around 2-2, not 1-3, or not 0-4. Some things to get to today before we start talking about some of the waiver wire pickups. First of all, Geno Smith. Let's talk about him just for a brief moment. Geno Smith has been very accurate. 77.3% completion rate through 4 weeks. Now, this is the highest completion percentage by a quarterback through four games in the NFL history with a minimum of 125 passes. How about Justin Herbert? A little on him. He actually has a pretty good streak going, but it's when he plays on the road. He threw for 340 yards this past weekend against Houston. It's the seventh straight road game where he's thrown for 300 or more yards, so maybe hopefully there is some brighter things in his future. Trevor Lawrence fumbled the ball four times this weekend in the game against Philadelphia, four times. It's the first player since 1991 to lose four fumbles in a single game. Not such a good thing to have happen for Trevor Lawrence. So let's hold on before we stick him in our rosters. How about the Baltimore Ravens? They blew another lead. Over the course of their franchise history, listen to this. They're 101-5 in games where they've held a lead of 17 points. Crazy part is, in the past 3 weeks, they've had two of the five losses. They lost Sunday to the Bills, and the Ravens lost the week before 23-20 after holding a 20-3 lead. So that's kind of a crazy stat if you're a Ravens fan. How about the Lambeau legend? How about that? Bailey Zapp, right, became the first player ever. Do you know who Bailey Zapp is? He's a quarterback for New England at third string because Brandon Hoyer got hurt this week. So he goes into the game. He is the first player ever to make his NFL debut as a visiting player at Lambeau Field and throw a TD pass. First ever. How about the Philadelphia Eagles? They seem to be unstoppable, especially in the second quarter. So if you tune into the Eagles, make sure you watch them in the second quarter. They've scored 85 points in the second quarter this season. This is the most by any team in a quarter in NFL history through the first four games of the season. So make sure you play your Philadelphia Eagle players in the second quarter. And then the Detroit Lions, they are a surprise, right? They can't stop anybody. No. They can't. They did not get Seattle to punt the ball one time this week. Not once. The Lions defense gave up 555 yards of offense to Seattle. It was the second most the Lions have ever given up in a game over the past 25 years. And the Lions put up 45 points. So not bad. If Jared Goff wouldn't have thrown that one interception for a touchdown, they might have won that football game. How about Cooper Rush? I mean, think about some of these guys. Cooper Rush, backup quarterback for the Cowboys, took over for Dak Prescott. For the third straight week, he has been the starter for Dallas, and for the third straight week, the Cowboys won with him under center. Yes, they are now 4-0. No, Cooper Rush is now 4-0 in his career for the Cowboys, which is the best start in the history of the Dallas Cowboys for a quarterback ever. Cooper Rush might be the new replacement for Dak Prescott. There have been 23 games decided by 3 points or fewer this season in the NFL, most in history through 4 weeks. That's pretty much a crazy stat. So really, all your fantasy football players should be viable based on that stat, right? I mean, they should always have a chance to score more points. Russell Wilson finally gets to cook a little bit. He throws for 237 yards, two TDs. He runs the ball four times for 29 yards and a touchdown on the ground. Are you sold on him? Are you sold on him now? Curious. We had another scorigami. That was one of the things I want to share. And that was in that Lions game. Yeah. So they were the first, the Lions, first time they've been involved in a scorigami since 2020 when they lost to the Titans 46-25. And as Seahawks, This is their first scorigami since a 43-16 win over the 49ers in 2018. So, the final score is 51-45, and that made it a scorigami. So, it would have been a scorigami if Jared Goff threw a touchdown pass with 106 left to play to make the score 48-45. It was, but it could have been one also if Seahawks kicker Jason Myers, who missed a 39-yard field goal, had made it, and it would have been 51-45. So either way, it was destined to be a scorigami. And what that means is basically it's a score that's never happened in the history of the NFL. It's the 1,073rd time a unique final score has happened in the NFL history. I think we're running out of options there. And is there anything else I've got for you today? No. We're going to move on to the next phase of this podcast, which is players you should be looking to pick up on the waiver wire. So, starting at quarterback, we talked about Geno Smith. I want to share this with you. Geno Smith should be on your radar. And the reason is he is now the number 10 quarterback in fantasy football. So, if you're in a 12-team league, it seems like he would be playing, right? You might want to take a look at it. The last two weeks, he has thrown the ball 44 times and 30 times. He completed it 32 and 23, but here's the interesting stat. Over 300 yards both weeks, 325 and 320. He's had two touchdowns with one interception against Atlanta, and then against Detroit, two touchdowns with no interceptions. 35.7 points this past week, 23.9 the week before. Geno Smith, somebody you might want to be taking a look at as far as a quarterback heading into some of the bye weeks that are coming up. He's pretty much it in that area for me. Running back wise, there really isn't too much available out there. There's going to be a bunch of guys coming out that we're going to talk about in just a minute that are available. Wide receivers, your top wide receiver available, there's three of them that I think you should be looking at. Josh Reynolds this past week, 21.2 fantasy points. The week before, 15.6. He's playing right around 82% of the snaps, but 13 catches on 18 targets the last 2 weeks. 177 yards, which is a nice figure, and one touchdown in the last 2 weeks, two for the season. But with the injuries that are going on in Detroit, Josh Reynolds might be a nice play for your fantasy team. Hello, Corey Davis comes back after a dismal 4.7 points against Cincinnati. He comes back and puts up 18.4 at Pittsburgh. They have Miami's defense next week, which you can throw the ball against Miami's defense. Five catches, seven targets, 74 yards, and he gets a touchdown. So Corey Davis ends up being the number one receiver for the New York Jets in that game, and Garrett Wilson and Elijah Moore kind of drop down. So another guy we've talked a little bit about, Devin DuVernay, available in many leagues. Only 9.1 fantasy points this week, 10.3. But the thing you want to pay most attention to, I think, heading into this week's matchup with Cincinnati, is that Rashad Bateman was slightly injured over the weekend and may or may not be available for that game. Noah Brown, another one that we've talked about a little bit, playing about 80% of the snaps in the last 2 weeks. He's been targeted 13 times, 8 catches, 115 yards. Pretty much could use a touchdown to go with that. Hasn't had one since week 2. But another player you might look at, they're going to be playing the Rams. And it seemed like last night, San Francisco's Jimmy Garoppolo was able to throw the football for them. Mac Collins, available in most leagues, had a rough week this past week for the Las Vegas Raiders, only 6.3 fantasy points. But again, a snap share of 96. They're going to be playing at Kansas City. If you need a streamer, might be somebody you look at. And then he goes on a bye week 6. And then we have Isaiah McKenzie, who had a really good week, but went into concussion protocol this week. 12.1 fantasy points against at Baltimore, 21.2 the week before. So in the last 2 weeks, 15 targets, 11 catches, playing 50% of the snaps, though. and only 97 yards, but he was able to get a touchdown in each week, which made him an asset for your fantasy football team. Are there any tight ends we should be looking at? Well, let's take a quick look. And in quick glancing, top 10, sitting right there at number 10, David Njoku. Not a great week this week. But can you argue with 92% snaps and 7 targets for a tight end? He had 5 catches, 73 yards. The last 2 weeks, 89 yards the week before, 9 of 10, 9 catches, 10 targets. Somebody you might want to look at, especially with bye weeks coming up and if you're weak at the tight end position, somebody that looks like he's becoming a part of the Cleveland offense. Here's a guy that's a sleeper. I haven't really talked about him. Will Dissly for Seattle. I don't know. He's all he does is score touchdowns. I mean, he's had 3 touchdowns in the last 4 games, so he's a good target. Geno Smith likes him. Playing right around the 62 to 63 mark percentage-wise, but his best game is 4 targets and 4 completions, if that tells you anything. And the most yardage is 43, but 3 touchdowns, so he's in. He has a target in the end zone. Going to be going against New Orleans and then Arizona. But again, if you're streaming and you're looking to get by on bye weeks, he could be a good one. Hayden Hurst, tight end for Cincinnati, available in some leagues. This week he bounces back from his 1.7 the week before, which was his worst week, to 11.7. Nothing extremely great. 3 catches, 4 reception. He gets a touchdown to go with it. Playing for Cincinnati, that's Hayden Hurst. How about Robert Tonyan, another player that people have been looking at? He actually dropped from 58% of the snaps to 44%. This concerns me. 2 catches, 2 targets, 11 yards. Not sure you want to look at him at this point in your fantasy football roster. Now, sometimes I cover defenses, sometimes I cover kickers. I'm going to cover kickers this week, and I'm going to give you a few of them that are out there in some fantasy leagues. Brett Meyer for Dallas with 39 fantasy points ranks number 3. Graham Gano at number 4 with 38 for the New York Giants. He's been pretty consistent. This week he had 7, the week before 13. The only thing there is New York's got both their quarterbacks injured. Not sure who's going to be playing. Ryan Succop for Tampa Bay. Been pretty consistent, 8, 10, and 11. And Tampa Bay draws a matchup this coming week versus the Atlanta Falcons and then Pittsburgh. So for the next couple weeks, he might be golden if you need a streamer at your kicker position. There's a few guys I would look at that are available in some of the fantasy leagues, and it doesn't hurt to be one of those guys that streams one of those players week to week and just plugs them and plays them. So that's what I got for you for your waiver wire pickups for this week. I'll be talking to you tomorrow. We'll take a look at our rookies, our top 5 for the week. We'll be looking at the top 5 on the season. And we'll be reviewing a few other things going on in fantasy football. So remember, it's only fair if you share. Bye. Welcome back to a let's see, let's call this an extra edition of this episode. How's that? I missed out on a few things, so I did say goodbye, but I'm not back. I'm back. I'm not done. Sorry. There are some injuries that took place this week and a few people that we need to take a look at for your waiver wire that I neglected to do. I wanted to get back and add this to this podcast. So Mike Boone from Denver could be a good pickup for your fantasy team. Javonte Williams has went out for the season with an ACL-MCL tear. Also Tyler Allgeier from Atlanta, another nice running back. Apparently Cordarrelle Patterson is going to be out for approximately 4 weeks. Tyler had a decent game this week with 44% of the shares, 10 carries, 84 yards. And then Caleb Huntley also came in and played only 22% of the shares, but 10 carries, 56 yards, receiving the goal line carry and gets a touchdown. Not really sure which one of those two you might be interested, but you might take a look at them. If you're an Alvin Kamara guy, Latavius Murray looked really good this week. You might take a look at him, 11 carries, 57 yards, 5.2 yards per carry, and he also had a rushing touchdown. So that's what I've got for you. If you're looking at rookies out there, in some leagues, George Pickens is available. It looks like Kenny Pickett took over at quarterback, 70% of the snap, 6 receptions, 8 targets, 102 yards, and 17 yards per catch. No touchdown, hasn't had a touchdown yet this year. Another guy you might take a look at. So that's what I've got for you for today. Again, share. It's only fair. And this time I am completely done. Bye.